time to talk golf.
Let's do it.
We have this up on our computer, and this is just unbelievable.
Oh, this is awesome.
Is any comparison to what these look like in real. This is unbelievable.
How about the first hole of St. Andrews? I love that painting.
They're paintings of famous golf courses and golf holes, and they're all done by Linda Hartow, and she's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Linda.
Hi. How are
you, Linda?
We're very, very good. Right. Did I get that name correct? Hartow?
Hartow, that's right.
Awesome. But it's spelled H-A-R-T-O-U-G-H.
Because she's tough.
So you can go to Linda Hartow.
Right.
You can go to that and you find her website. How did you get into this?
Well, it happened in 1984. Some people from Augusta National saw my landscapes, and they asked me if I could do a golf course. And I said, sure.
Yeah, bring
it
on.
So I went up and I painted the 13th hole of Augusta for the first time. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Mm. Now, I got to ask, did you use the thing, well, I have to see it and play Augusta to be able to paint it?
I don't play golf.
You don't play golf?
Avid watcher, but I don't play.
What was the toughest thing about painting Augusta?
I think, and this is true of any golf course, I think, compared to just pure landscape, you have to look at the greens and the fairway sometimes as carpet rather than grass.
Hmm.
Because it's about the only place in nature where the land is shaved to show every contour.
Mm-hmm. And you have the shading and everything is awesome. Well, what were you doing before you got into the golf landscape? Obviously, you were an artist, but what were you painting before?
Oh, landscapes. I did a lot of commission work, so it was easy for me to just jump into a new genre, so to speak. And, just lots of different subjects, but mostly landscapes. I did some equine portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And portraits of people, all kinds of things.
I'm looking at this page where you have U.S. Open Championships, and you have the ninth hole of Pinehurst number 2, the 2014 U.S. Open Championship.
I love what they did when they redid that course. That was spectacular.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I played it after they redid it. It's pretty cool. But let me ask you, when you see it, how long does it take to go from seeing it to the canvas is done?
Well, that can be a long time. Some paintings take up to 6 months.
Wow.
And it may or may not count the number of trips to the course to get the reference material I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, once I pick a hole, I want to find the right lighting for it. And like at Augusta, sometimes I would go in the winter just to get a different angle on it. And yet paint it in a spring scene anyway. Because, nobody knows Augusta unless it's got spring flowers on it.
Right, exactly.
We're on the phone with Linda Hartow.
No azaleas.
She's a golf landscape artist, and her work is unbelievable. You can see it on their website. And you have, I was reading somewhere, Jack Nicklaus has a couple of yours hanging in his house.
He actually has at least 7 paintings. I think his sons have some, and he has some. And
now, the first, how did that come about? Did all of a sudden you get a call one day and say, hi, this is Jack?
Well, I actually did a TV program with him back in the early 90s. It was called The Most Dramatic Holes in Golf. And I produced these paintings for the show, and then he liked them so much he bought them.
Very cool. Now, I got to tell you that the painting, Joe, if you see this, the 7th hole of Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that scares me just to see this picture. And you have the waves crashing, and I mean, that's incredible what you've done here with the 7th hole.
That's one great thing about painting golf is the landscape is usually pretty wonderful. And you get to go to all these wonderful places, and that makes it really good.
You can almost hear the wind howling over this hole. I mean, you've got the brush blowing in the wind. That's fantastic.
You know, Matt?
I heard you talking about the first hole of St. Andrews. I just did that one this year. Could you tell how cold I was when I, photographed that one?
I just thought it was a beautiful painting. Now, what's the price range? I mean, we got a lot of golfers who listen to the show. What's the price range of these? These things are not outrageous, but you're not giving them away at the same time either.
Most of them are G Clay canvas prints on the website, and they range anywhere from $250 to $750 to, you can get giant ones for around $2,000. And they're really beautiful prints. I have them all over my house, too. I just love them.
Now, if I asked you to come down and paint the fifth hole at Quail Valley Golf Course, our home course, what would be the cost for me to have you do an original?
Well, that depends on the size, but generally I'd say between $50,000 and $100,000.
Wow.
That might include prints.
Now, as you've gotten into this, do you consider it work or is it considered a passion?
Both, definitely. I've become so entrenched in the golf world and just all the traditions and everything about it, that just sort of happened. I have been around golf. My father played golf all his life, so I've always been around it. I just, because of my art, and I just never took it on as a passion, you know.
What's the project you're working on right now?
I have one of Augusta I have to do, and then Seminole after that.
Well, what's at Augusta? What's left at Augusta? You've done almost every hole, haven't you?
Yep, and I've done some at least six times.
What? Why would you do different seasons or
different angles?
Mm-hmm.
Different lights. Yeah, I mean, I've been photographing there for 30-some years. There's always something different. Every time you go, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like right here, look, she's got the two paintings of the 12th hole next to each other. That's a different view.
Yeah, different view of it.
Is there a golf? Is there a golf course that you haven't painted that's on your bucket list?
Oh yeah, many, many, many. Yes.
Like?
Well, like Cypress. I haven't done Cypress.
Yeah.
I'd like to do some abandoned dunes. There's many in Scotland, Ireland, Australia. I have not been to Australia.
You know what? I'm hearing the courses that are being built in China are supposed to be just unbelievable. Nicholas is building quite a few over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's always that possibility as well. But some of the others are more attractive to me, we'll say.
So if you go to HARTOUGH.com.
Right.
You can see Linda's art, and you can see what we're talking about. And you know what? These would be a great Father's Day gift, which is, you know, coming around, a great birthday gift. You can maybe look at maybe next Christmas already. They're just incredible. Linda, these are beautiful. I mean,
well, yeah, and you can also see paintings in progress on there, which is sort of interesting.
Really?
Where do we find those?
Under the studio button, it says work in progress.
Oh, okay, cool.
You can go to any one of those and click on it, and you can see it from start to finish, which is just kind of interesting.
That is cool.
Oh, wow. That is
very cool. There you go. This is radio, right? Not TV.
Right. I don't paint like you're supposed to, and people are amazed at how they progress.
Well,
I don't cover
do
the whole
quickly?
Canvas at once. I do section by section, and that.
If you flip it real quickly, it's kind of like a flashcard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you working on one painting all the time, or are you working on five different ones?
No, just one.
Now, do you have a gallery?
Not at the moment. I'm thinking of opening. I had one, and then, of course, the economy sort of took it out. But back in 2008. But I'm thinking about opening another one here in the next year.
Oh, you know who you should call? I bet you they would pick up on this. You should call Tiger Woods. He opened his first United States, continent, United States golf course right here in Houston. It's called Blue Jack National.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I've heard all about that. Yeah.
Oh, if you Google it and you go to the website, I think you'll be amazed at the similarities to that Augusta National golf course.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what he's done. It's just incredible.
Well, there's so many fine courses out there. It's like, you know, incredible.
You've got all kinds of work ahead of you.
Well, Linda, this has been absolutely fantastic. When I got you the little release on your stuff, I was sat there and go, huh? Then I went to the website. I go, yeah, this will work on radio. This has been fantastic. If you ever come to Houston, let us know. We'd love to meet you in person and see your artwork.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Once again, this is Linda Hartog, and you can see her work at HARTOUGH.com. Linda, go out, have a great day, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you all.
Thanks, Linda.
That's a little bit different. I know we're radio, but if you're out there and you're listening, and you're sitting by your computer, pull this up because you're going to be blown away at the work she does.